PSA. On this episode, Errol was wearing the necklace and unfortunately his microphone picked up a lot of its movements. Apologies from all three of us for not catching the while recording. A lot of it was cleaned up in post, but some of it persists. Okay, let's get into it.
I have a question from Kill Bill the Rapper. He asks, how big are your nipples?
They're huge.
You sound distraught.
Hey, what's up? I'm Aerospace. I'm ugly. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, ugly. I'm Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
This is Lars, your main host, I guess. With me is Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe, I guess, or whatever.
Joe, can you give me a little bit more energy than that?
Hi, I'm Joe, I guess. Whatever.
Okay. All right, Dad. Whoa.
And with us today is Aerospace.
Hello.
A rapper on EXO. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I'm high and I make rap music.
That's cool.
Yeah. Great show, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Because of rap.
Nah, but for real, I'm from DC and I drum, produce. You know, I primarily rap and play drums. I played in a metal band recently named Loud and Quiet. Anything that has to do with that realm, I do it.
When you say a metal band, you mean like aluminum? Like a band of aluminum?
Oh, yeah. What kind of metal are we talking here? That's important.
What kind of band? Like a rubber band made out of aluminum?
That's no, just like what kind of metal? No, but like what kind of metal, like genre-wise?
Oh, I was about to answer all of those questions.
Oh, and we ask that you answer all questions as if your life depended on it.
Yes.
Okay. Fuck. Aluminum TIP rubber band bandstand, and it was a hardcore band that was more towards the metalcore side. Like had a dip of Black Dahlia Murder with like some R&B like licks with Dance Gavin dance melodies, but the drums were like super Tesseract-y. It was weird mashup, but it was really cool.
Speaking of weird, I noticed you dropped a new thing on Spotify. I was looking it up. It was like a single track that was very different from some of your other stuff. What were you going for with that?
It's kind of like, you know, like before, like I do everything. So it's like for years I've been like screaming over like tracks and shit. And I've noticed that it actually started turning into somewhat of a wave. But I saw like kind of how lost in the in-between people were because a lot of these people weren't actually a part of the scene. So me having been in different hardcore bands and me having been part of the scene, it was like, it's like my way of being able to transfer that into what I'm doing. Like I have homies now on one of my new projects that I'm going to feature on that only do like clean slash like scream vocals. You know, it's like I'm trying to introduce that to rap and make it in a way where like a lot of the homies that listen to metal but also listen to rap but can't find something in between can do.
And what's the name of that track, by the way, if people want to go check it out?
I guess he's not allowed to give that to us.
Oh, I think you cut out, Arrow.
Hello?
Arrow!
His blip's going off,
but there's no one home.
But there's no one there. We need the audience's help to locate Arrow. Everyone in the audience, type,
Arrow, guys, where'd he go?
Where did you go? If we can get enough people from the audience going, Arrow, where'd you go? He'll surely reappear.
It's called I Heard a Song in a Silent Film.
Oh, there he is. What happened?
He heard a song in a silent film.
That's a cool name for a song, by the way.
Wait a second. That begs the question, doesn't a silent film have no songs?
Actually, Joe, back in the days when silent films were a thing, they were often accompanied by a piano.
Ah.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's a weird spooky reaction to that, but all right.
Not really. All right.
All right, Arrow.
I just thought of Goosebumps.
We have a bunch of questions from the audience, and I'm going to pop one at you. And I'm going to ask the basic-ass question that someone asked because it's required on every podcast episode interview ever. Mean Lean asks what your driving force is, like what inspires you?
It's going to get really sad really quick, but the passing of my mom.
Sorry to hear about that.
Her passing made it so like the blockades kind of just stopped. Like I was actually on tour when she passed and I had a show that night. Mm-hmm. To me, it was like I literally missed the most important moment of my life doing something I love that she believed in. So it's like whenever I feel like not doing it, I just do it. So it's now like a subconscious thing.
So it's like the show must go on kind of thing.
Essentially.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sounds like she really supported you.
I'll say yes. It's a really convoluted story, but yeah.
I'm sure in her own special way she did. Tom asks, how many kisses do you get for each song that you release?
I get like 3 kisses, like per 2 albums.
Oh, oh, so like okay. 1.5 kiss for the whole album.
like someone leans in and then they don't finish.
Do you get the half a kiss per, or do you get the third kiss at the end of the second? Or is it 2 and then 1?
Yeah, how does the math work on this?
It's like dipping into one depending on like how good it is, and then it's like and then I can maybe squeeze out 1.5 by the end of the album. But okay. For the most part, it'll be like 1 and then it'll be 2 on the end if I get lucky.
Okay. Speaking of math, by the way, Joe, I did the math the other day and I realized that for $15 a month, you can get Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile. Oh, I love that company. You know why? Because Mint Mobile piggybacks off the network of T-Mobile to offer its customers the absolute highest quality of standards and service and technical prolification.
Sure. Yeah. Mint Mobile piggybacks off of T-Mobile. They buy the service in bulk and pass the savings on to you.
They just increased their data rates from about 40 to 60%, depending on the plan. So no matter what plan you have, you just got more data. That's if you're already with T-Mobile.
These sound kind of stupid when we sound so scripted, Joe. We should try to improvise them a little better.
All right. How about this?
Go ahead.
Hey, Lars. I was just walking down the street the other day, and you know what someone came up to me and said? He said, Joe, what is that, a Verizon phone? I said, yeah. He says, you're a fucking idiot. Mint Mobile.
I'm actually a customer of Mint Mobile. So it is a legitimate service. I do like them a lot. I switched over from T-Mobile. I don't regret it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I got mugged.
You got beat up pretty good. If you want to find out more about this, you can go to mint.t1podcast.com. Joe, what's the URL?
mint.t1podcast.com. And I know that you can't tell, but I was doing jazz hands.
Ah. I'm kind of glad that I didn't know that.
mint.t1podcast.com.
Ah. Oh, geez, there's a bunch of people screaming outside. That's lovely. Okay, so to ask an actual serious question from Tom, he asks, what has been the hardest part about being part of EXO and kind of being an up-and-coming rapper?
Honestly, there hasn't really been anything hard about being in EXO. Like, they're all like family. So it's like we're all just chilling. As far as like being an up and coming rapper, it's more like you have to keep going. You have to put yourself out there. And the reality is the people around you that you think are your friends aren't your friends. Money changes a lot of things. You have to know your worth. So me having not known my worth until maybe recently, like it'd been very, very hard to like keep myself in a right enough headspace to do what I needed to do.
What made you realize your worth? Like, was there like one event?
Yeah, I opened up for Azalea Banks.
Ah, that's pretty cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, there's that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it was like, it wasn't even really that. It was, okay, so it was the experience of opening up for her at a place where I always wanted to do a show, like Howard Theater, DC. That shit was always, it was like, fuck, I wish I could get into Howard Theater. I got into Howard Theater. I opened up for her, and her fan base is so different from what I would expect mine is. So it's like seeing how they reacted to my music and it be the same way my fans would react to it was like really dope.
How are they different? Are they like 12 foot tall giantesses?
Yeah, strong, beautiful Amazonian women.
That sounds great. That
Ohan's
really
gonna get completely torqued hearing that. Yeah. One of our previous guests has a thing for giant women. That's what that's from. Joe.
Yep.
I think we should toss a hypothetical at him. What do you think?
Well, that sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay. This hypothetical played really well in the last episode. I'm going to ask it again because a lot of people in the audience didn't get a chance to hear it. And different answers from different guests is always great. Okay. So, Arrow.
Different strokes, different folks.
Absolutely. Arrow, suppose you find that there's a really popular brand of soap in France that was made from your piss as a baby. Responding to a public request, your mom sold a company your urine when you were an infant, And due to some unique physiological quirk of yours, they found it perfect to base their soap line on. What do you do with this knowledge?
Hold up. So my baby piss does what?
It makes for good soap additive.
But what does this additive do? Does it like produce a smell? Does it like help your skin some way? Like, is it just there to be there?
Yeah, it helps your skin. Let's say that.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. I'd be like, oh shit, that's wild. Where is my check?
But your mom, I think, sold the rights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so as for where's your check, it's not there.
Oh, I'd be hot.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
I would have much rather have just not known about it.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's too late. You know.
Yeah,
you know.
It's the curse of knowledge.
No. Pandora's box.
Follow-up mm-hmm. question is, would you try the soap?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd have to. Like, it'd be like weird to have that out there and not like experience it.
It's like a remnant to my ancient past.
Of my baby piss. Yeah. The ancient past of my baby piss is a funny sentence.
I'd have to know what my baby piss is up to these days. Yeah. That's like hearing from an old long lost pen pal.
But it's like still tight. It's like not really your baby piss though. It's like something in your baby piss that they put inside of the soap that makes it so that it helps your skin.
Yeah. So like the way I understand the question
also,
is it's
kind
of like.
Also, if someone's tuning in right now, like if they just joined the channel, that would be a very amusing point to jump in. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like they looked in your baby piss and they found some molecule in there and they were able to isolate it and clone it. That's kind of like the way I look at it. It's not exactly your baby piss, but some element of your baby piss.
Your baby piss.
Can yeah, what's my baby piss up please? To these days?
Damn. Well, I guess like the bigger question is like, can my piss still produce that?
No.
No, it's only infant urine.
Only infant. Damn, my mom's a genius.
Infant urine.
Yeah, I would have been mad at my mom because it'd be like, mom, like you're low key a genius, but like, what the fuck? You sold all the rights? Like,
people in the chat are actively requesting we move on from this topic. Let's do that. Joe.
Yeah.
Can you ask him one of the questions from our Google document?
Yeah, let me take a look.
Did you actually check it out yet?
Yeah, or no, I'm on there right now.
Okay.
So Lars is asking, when was the last time you cried?
I didn't ask that.
It says it right here.
Oh, well, okay, fine.
Like sincerely cry or like...
It could be joking. Right? It could be like laughing.
Yeah, like sarcastic crying.
Probably like last week.
Last week you sarcastically cried? Okay.
That's cool.
Can you ask him an actual question though, Joe?
I mean, I do consider that a legit question.
Yeah.
Because I think people don't cry enough.
Oh, it's kind of a meme on the show. That's why.
Maytem asks, what song of yours...
It's Maytem.
Maytem asks... What song of yours has the closest place to your heart? Did we already ask that one?
No.
Okay.
Can I answer in a whisper?
You can. It's going to make people very uncomfortable, but sure.
It has to be like a harsh whisper so they can pick it, like, so it picks up on the mic.
So it's like really like...
Like Arrow ASMR.
Okay.
Like, if you answer like this, I think it might...
No, but just
okay.
Please, yeah, just go ahead and talk normal.
Unless you do want to talk in a harsh whisper.
Joe, shut up.
Faint.
Sure, just however you want to deliver the question, that's fine.
No, wait, the name of the song is Faint.
Oh, okay. And why?
Because it was very... It started the new bracket in my style. It was kind of like it opened up a new thing for me as far as writing, new comfortability. And plus, it was really honest.
Oh, so it was like a new moon.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, essentially. Volume 3 was definitely my new moon.
I noticed that a lot of your work seems to be like very personal. Like, you seem to talk about, like, the drama surrounding relationships, you know, your struggles with depression and stuff. It's very interesting. I remember checking out all your stuff this week, kind of going through it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's a thing that people don't really want to talk about. And a lot of people suffer from it. Like, a lot of people, even though people are now just getting hip to it. And there's a wave of people that are trying to act like they are and they're not. But, like, nah, I've lost a lot of homies to depression. That shit's real.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, something we probably need to talk about.
We've actually done essentially an episode before on how to not really like destigmatize mental illness, but like we talked about it on an episode where we had on a lady who helps the homeless and we talked about mental illness. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we are, you know, we sincerely care about as well.
I have a question from Kill Bill the rapper. He asks, how big are your nipples?
They're huge.
You sound distraught.
I can't lie to Bill.
Yeah.
What are we talking? Like pepperonis or like
watermelons?
No. Nah, salami? It's like, yes, yeah, salamis.
Oh.
Like the full sausage or just like a slice?
It's like a slice of salami.
Okay.
I know nobody asked me, but...
So don't... Just kidding. Okay. He actually has a serious question, by the way. He has several of them, actually. One of them is... Wait, what got you into drumming, of all things?
Wait, Bill asked this?
Yeah.
Is that...
Okay.
Because he's never, ever says anything serious to me, so this is just really funny.
Oh, yeah, this is real talk.
I don't know. Like, I just know that I've always liked drumming since I was like really, really young. And I didn't really start severely taking drumming serious until I like got into church, which was like 7, 8, 9. Then it was like, all right, what else can I do with this? And then I found Blink-182 and I was like, oh, Travis Barker's a beast. And then I found The Fall of Troy and I was like, oh, shit. And then I found As I Lay Dying and I was like, what the hell is this? And then I learned of a double pedal.
How did your folks feel about you getting into drumming? I feel like that's every parent's kind of like nightmare.
They didn't really care.
Great. Okay.
No, that's like best case scenario. Yeah, they could just like not want you to do it, but instead they didn't mind.
I feel like drums are that one instrument where it's like if I was a parent, I almost wouldn't want them, would like discourage that just because it's like it's so loud, but... I don't know.
But that's what people don't know about drums. There's ways to mute drums when you're using acoustic drums. Now there's a lot of options for practicing and playing indoors with, you know, the Roland sets, the V drum set. Oh, it's so wonderful. But it's like $4,000.
Oh.
But it's definitely worth it because it does so many things.
Yeah. Chump change.
Electric kits.
Yeah. He actually has several more questions, but I mean, I feel like everyone should get a serving before he gets to second. So... let's move on to another one. Eli from the XO Discord asks, who's Arrow's dream collab in music or literally anything?
Damn, that's hard. I don't really know. Because, like, there's just, like, for example, if Mahalia Jackson was alive, I would love to do a collaboration with her.
Well, let's say people who are alive.
If it's anyone alive, like Kendrick.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to pick between Kendrick, Kanye, and Earl, I'd pick Kendrick. Because... Kendrick is a person that I feel it's kind of like when you're around, if you're a musician, you're always going to end up being around people that are at your same level that can do different things or better or worse. There's always that bracket whenever you go. So as a drummer, I go on a session and I play drums and now I'm at a point where I learn versus I'm like, oh, you're better than me or you can do this and I can't or blah, 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 blah. So I feel like with both Kendrick and Earl, I would have to like things I would have to do mentally for us to like mix and meld. I don't know how to explain it. It's like I admire them even though I'm an artist myself. So it's like I always think about coming correct whenever. The same way someone would look to me like, oh, yo, I want to do a feature with you. I got to make sure my shit is together before I throw it at you. That's how I feel. I feel like if it was one of them, then it'll be like an even match. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Suppose it was Gordon Ramsay asking to collaborate with you. Would you do it?
Fuck yeah, I can cook.
Oh, okay. What kind of stuff do you cook?
Everything.
What's your best dish, though, is what I'm asking.
My best dish. Let's see. What would be my best dish?
Are you asking us? Because we don't know the answer to that.
Well, think about dishes that you like a lot.
Yeah.
Which one do you like the most a lot?
Ah, the other day I fried chicken and I made my own barbecue sauce and I sauteed some mushrooms and some spinach in together. I made a slight glaze on it that like it was like kind of honey, but it was like, okay, so I use like sugar in the raw with a mix of black pepper, olive oil and vinegar. Then I added the barbecue sauce and that's what I'd use for the glaze for the chicken. It was actually pretty good.
That sounds delicious. I thought, yeah, okay. Cause sometimes when people say they can cook, they're like, oh yeah, I can use a microwave. But yeah, that sounds, I think I'm going to make that. I'm going to take note of that for later.
Oh yeah, no doubt. If you use canola oil and you put it in a pot and then you fry the chicken in there, leave it in and turn it over like intermittently for like, you know, 15, 20 minutes until you get it like crispy and shit. Make sure you dip the chicken in flour, though, before you do that. And if you add the seasonings to the flour, if you just want regular fried chicken versus if you want it like with like sauces and things, you can get the taste out of the skin like that.
Damn, Arrow knows his shit. Okay. And speaking of cooking tips, Joe, NordVPN.
Yeah. So NordVPN. What's that?
It's a VPN.
Ah. You ever go to the local airport and you see a creep down the way and he looks like he's hacking into your computer and you're like, oh, I don't want that to happen. NordVPN. You ever go to Starbucks and you see somebody and they're typing away and you just know they're hacking at your computer? NordVPN. They can't hack. You ever go on Netflix and you want to watch different country stuff and it won't let you? NordVPN. It'll let you. NordVPN.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Guys, you need a VPN in the modern internet, and Nord's going to be able to do it for you for only $4 a month. Come on.
NordVPN.
Use the coupon code at checkout. The first podcast. That's not 1ST. That's FIRST.
NordVPN.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Arrow, what's the URL for that?
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Get your VPN today because Skyrim is for the Nords.
Joe.
Yeah.
I think it's time for another hypothetical.
I thought you were going to say another ad read. I was like, come on.
No.
I think it's time for, I know we just did one, but it's time for one more. Sure. What kind of hypothetical were you thinking? The useless superpower one?
The useless superpower one? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So here's the question for you.
Arrow, that is. Not me.
Yes, not to Lars. So somebody comes up to you and they hand you a lamp, an ordinary lamp. I'm going to spice this question up a little. And you just inherently know to...
Hold on, give me one second.
There's a creep at my door.
Oh, he's cooking, dude.
Lars is a drummer, by the way.
Not this Lars, but yes, there is a drummer in Metallica named Lars. That was really random, by the way. Thank you for that.
So you come across a lamp on the floor of the jungle, and you rub it, and out comes a genie. And the genie says you can have one useless superpower. It can't benefit you very much, but it can be useless, and technically a superpower.
An example of that would be like the ability to seduce hats. Like, it doesn't help at all.
Or, like, the ability to generate one penny per day on the ground.
What would be your useless superpower?
I can snap my fingers and make random shoes.
Make random shoes?
Like, yeah. This sounds pretty useful, to be honest. You could sell the shoes. You could wear the shoes.
Yeah, but it's like, if they're random, then none of them would match. Like, you'd only have, like, lefties or righties.
Exactly.
But with no limit on it, you could do this unlimited times until you match some of them.
Yeah, but that's a monkey typewriter situation. It would take just infinite monkeys, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty useless.
Or you could throw the shoes at someone. It's an instant weapon. You could throw the shoe. Snap your fingers, throw a shoe. Like,
yeah, if you ever need to get out of a mugging situation, that's one way to do it. I guess. That's still pretty useless, though. I mean,
pretty useless.
Or you could start a store for people who lost one of their shoes, like maybe you have the other pair.
Or people who only have one foot.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you're thinking like an entrepreneur.
All right. Sorry, Arrow. You got to come up with another one.
Fuck. Yeah,
sorry.
I could clap and make rubber bands.
What kind of rubber bands?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, that was a good answer because, I mean, rubber bands don't really help you that much in life.
And, well, I feel like in the self-defense position, they would.
How?
You clap, you got a rubber band, you, like, shoot at the person. Well, hey, get out of here.
Maybe.
Leave me alone.
I mean, if they have, like, a knife on you, I feel like that wouldn't be very threatening.
Facts.
You can hit them in the eye. You could.
Do you have precision aim for this, Joe? I mean.
No. Lars, what would be your useless superpower?
My useless superpower would be...
Spitting pop rocks.
Spitting pop rocks?
What about the ability to make pop rocks appear in somebody else's mouth without them knowing how they got there?
Oh, dude, that would be chaos, though. You could just, like, watching Donald Trump on the TV, just like, hey.
All of a sudden, you just...
Build that
what
wall.
What is this?
They're trying to figure out what's in their mouth.
They're just like, what the hell?
What's going on?
Shit, that just reminded me I have nerds here. Sorry.
Oh, can you provide some for the whole class?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Did you...
Oh, okay. Anyway, let's move on to another question, Joe.
All right. Sativa or indica?
Hybrid.
Nice.
But to ask an actual question from the audience, which one should... Oh, Bill has one. Okay. Do you plan on doing more hardcore, or are you just going to stick to making hip-hop?
I'm going to do both. I told myself at 30 that I was going to join a fusion jazz band, so I'm going to do that too.
Fusion jazz?
How old are you, about 27?
Yeah.
That was really random.
Not really. He said when he's 30.
Are you actually going to do fusion jazz?
Yeah. Like, I love jazz, like drumming. I love that shit. Whiplash is one of my favorite movies.
I like fusion jazz.
I actually do like fusion jazz as well.
Who doesn't like fusion jazz?
That's why To Pimp a Butterfly was so underrated till now.
You really think it was underrated? I feel like it got high praise. Yeah.
Nah, definitely underrated, because a lot of people didn't understand it. Like, I've met a lot of people that whenever I talk about Kendrick albums, they always leave that album out.
Really? Okay.
Section 80 or Good Kid, Damn was really good. It was kind of tight thing about it. But Untitled, Unmastered, that really, really should have been the main album that he pushed. But that shit was just kind of on a low, even though it was hot. But The Pimp a Butterfly was like too much. I didn't really understand. There was a lot of poetry. There's a lot of things about black people that I couldn't really relate to. Like, literally. I've had this conversation multiple times with people.
Okay.
But yes.
Makes sense. Okay, so here's a question from Geese. He asks, you mentioned Kingdom Hearts 3 earlier, and by earlier, like before the episode, so as not to confuse the audience. Yeah. Are there any other games that you've been playing?
Right now, I'm playing Arena of Valor. Let's see. I just got a Game Boy Advance on my phone, so I've been playing a lot of old titles like Golden Sun.
Oh, Golden Sun was the shit. I love that game.
Yeah, I was playing some old Castlevania shit too. So I'm like trying to... The games that I didn't have the time to play before, I now have the time to play.
Which Castlevania?
Aria of Sorrow.
Oh, yeah, dude, with Soma Cruz?
Yes.
That game was awesome. I remember that.
Yeah, all the ones I have right now are Super Mario Advance 4, Yellow version, Pokemon Go version, Mega Man Battle Network 4, Red Sun, Golden Sun, Crash Bandicoot, Castlevania, Back to Stone, Breath of Fire 2.
Ah. By the way, if you're playing through Yellow, there's a way to actually glitch Mew in. If you need a tip for that later, I'll DM you. But yeah.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
I think that's it for the... Anna has some questions. I overlooked those, as I tend to do. Hold on. Anna asks, I noticed there's a lot of religious references in your music. What's that about? I don't know why she put it that way.
I don't know who's really been paying attention to what's going on, but there is an insane shooting that occurred at the Christchurch mosque in New Zealand. And people have been ignoring things because the staple of God in Christianity is so deeply ingrained that people literally cannot think for themselves. And things like this, or like the fact that somebody would go to a place, like, I feel like there's two sides to it, right? There's the people that are like peaceful. They're spending their time. They're enjoying their lives. They're like helping other people. They're loving what they love in their religion. That's beautiful. And you have other people that use religion as a means to push and to force hatred. And people only want to see one thing without seeing the other. In order to understand people, I feel like you have to see both sides.
Yeah.
So I speak about religion a lot because I see it from both sides. Like, people try to say like, well, God is this, God is this, God is this, if we're looking at it from that perspective of Christianity. But in order to have these other things, we have to see that even if you want to blame it on a quote unquote Satan, that Satan was created by that same God. There had to be that at some degree to be put into a child.
Yeah.
It's like when you have kids, right? Your kids are going to look and be like you.
Heart goes out to those people, by the way.
100%.
The families of the victims. That's the worst tragedy I can imagine.
Yeah.
And to be real, for real, if you can go to a local mosque in your community, please do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So there's a question from Mango. Not a literal Mango. I think that's just his nickname.
Mango.
He's asking, what do you think? I think. I'm not quite sure.
It's not an actual Mango.
Maybe. I don't know. What are your top 5 animes? And answer as if your life depended on it.
Whew. Fuck, dude. Really?
It just, you don't have to give like a perfect answer. Just what are some animes that you like?
Nah, man, this shit is deep.
Okay.
Okay. Outlaw Star, 100%. Bakemonogatari, Razifon, Katekyo Hitman Reborn, and right now I'm kind of tossed up with like Promised Neverland and Boku no Hero Academia, because that shit is dope.
Yeah, I hear about the latter show a lot from people, and like to the point where I feel like I should watch it to understand the culture a little bit better.
I don't understand the culture and I watch it.
Oh, well, there you go. Have you heard of like some more obscure animes though, like Dragon Ball Z and Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah, that shit is, yeah, super obscure. Yeah,
once you really get into like the underground stuff, it gets really good.
Yeah, man, like Inuyasha.
Sheesh. Yeah.
Wait, you guys know Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know about Dragon Ball Z? I thought I was one of the only followers. I watched it back before it was cool, you know, also. And
back in 1972?
Yeah, mm-hmm. kind of makes me a little underground, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
It really isn't here nor there. That's true, Joe. Arrow, is there anything specific that you wanted to talk about that we haven't gotten to?
Okay, low-key shameless plug, right?
Seems pretty high-key to me, but go for it.
Spotify, if everyone can check out my Spotify and listen to music on my Spotify, that'd be great, because that's definitely how I eat and it helps a lot, because those numbers translate a lot to people that act like they care but can help you.
Got so. It and if someone wanted to specifically find, what's like a quintessential Arrow track?
I'll say more, I'll give three, right?
Okay.
I give a more EDM one, that's Andromeda. The more trap one, that's Wormhole. And I'll say volume one, Susanna.
I'm also going to add a recommendation on there for Kuiper's Belt. That track was awesome.
Appreciate it. Shout out to Ali Reza and my homegirl Luna. They ripped it.
And since Kuiper is a Dutch word that you may not know how to spell, audience, it's K-U-I-P-E-R, if you're looking it up. That's the Dutch word of the day, as usual, Joe. Joe, do you have any final questions for our esteemed guest?
Yeah, what does flipper to gibbet mean?
What?
Never mind.
Can you ask a real question?
That was a throwback to an earlier episode. Do I have any final questions? Yeah, not really. You know, how's your day going? Are you having a good day today?
Yeah, it's pretty chill, man.
What, you know,
it's cool. Nice. What'd you have for breakfast?
Coffee.
Oh, okay. Same. How do you like your eggs?
Fried or fertilized?
Ah! Finger guns. What are you going to eat for lunch?
What's lunch?
Are you asking what lunch is as a concept?
Hmm?
What are you going to eat for lunch, dude?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Probably Taco Bell.
And your social security number?
33.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put that on
Joe,
the air.
No, but do you have any like real final questions for him? Or,
I mean, not really.
I do. What's okay. Coming up in the future, bud? What's going on in the upcoming year or so for Arrow?
I'm working on another video. I am sitting on like four projects right now. Volume 4 is definitely coming out this year. A new James album is coming out this year. I'm not sure which one is going to come out first. I'm trying to set this up right, because my last couple of releases, I haven't put in what I need to. And this time I need to do this correctly and give y'all what y'all deserve. So yeah, there's some good shit. And I'm releasing a single soon.
Okay. And other than Spotify, are there any other places you'd want people to check out?
Everywhere. Tidal, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Napster, Hipster, Flipster.
Hipster and Flipster. Yeah, both very relevant websites.
Also, take care of yourself. Take care of your friends. Respect women. And hug a black person today.
I think I'll go do that right now.
I'm going to do that right now.
Joe, if people wanted to find out more about our show, where would they go?
T1podcast.com.
T1podcast.com takes you directly to the podcast on Audioboom. It has links to Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcasts. All the other like weird ones that people use as well, aside from those. And
if you like what you're hearing and you want to be the first to listen, as well as other exclusive benefits, go to audio. Go to Patreon.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay. So for $2 a month, you can get early listening access to our show. You get a special role on the Discord. You get a special Discord chat only for the Platinum tier members. You get a shout out on air and many other things that are upcoming. Remember to help support your content creators that you like, because otherwise they will die. And they can go to patreon.com/T1podcast to find out more about that.
What do you mean we're going to die?